Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. This is episode 9 of series 41 in which we are talking about burnout. It's been a very interesting conversation so far. We've talked about the signs and symptoms of burnout. We've talked about the difference between burnout and stress. And I think it's fair to say that stress probably leads to burnout. That's the relationship there. So today I want to talk about how to avoid burning out. You may think that you have no control or very little control over that. However, there are quite a few things that anybody, everybody can do to make burnout less of a risk. And I think there is also a lifetime's worth of stuff to learn about this particular aspiration, one which I share. I suffer from stress, I have the potential to burn out, and I can put things in place to make it less likely that I will burn out, and I can do those things every day and every week, and I can probably improve my practice, if you don't mind me using quite such a pretentious word, if I learn more about it and do more research on it. Because ultimately, if I can improve my ability to avoid stress and burnout, then I've got a greater chance of preserving my own sanity. And there's only one me, as we established earlier in the week. Welcome to Walk the Pod. If you're thinking as you listen to this, Rach, you sound breathless again, are you okay? I just want to say, I want to own up to the fact that I'm supposed to inhale saline every morning to make myself to help with my subglottic stenosis that I suffer from. And I haven't done that either this morning or yesterday morning. So if I sound a bit breathless, what you have to understand is that I have messed up here because I have not been taking my meds. If you take meds, dear friends, this is your regular reminder to be better than me. Please take your meds. And I must make sure that I take mine as well. So I'll be doing that as soon as I can this afternoon. But don't be concerned, I'm not going downhill again. I know how to look after myself. I've just been rushing around too much over the last couple of days to do so. And that brings us rather beautifully into how to prevent burnout. And of course, one of the most important things about preventing burnout is not rushing around as I've been doing. So let me tell you, I am not talking to you here as someone who's got it all figured out. Far from it. I am just a human in the world trying to figure out how to be and getting it wrong an enormous amount of the time. I'm rather dismayed to tell you. I want to go through some of the tips from betterhelp.org, which has been the most useful resource for me during this series. Really, really helpful website, so do go and have a look at it yourself. And it ends with a little list of things you can do to try to prevent burnout in your own life. So I want to talk a little bit about those this afternoon. So the burnout.org website basically says there are three steps for dealing with burnout. It is called the 3R approach: recognize, reverse, and resilience. Recognize is about watching for the warning signs of burnout. So we went through some of the signs and symptoms of burnout earlier in the series. The physical signs of burnout, such as feeling exhausted all of the time. The emotional signs of burnout, such as feeling detached and like there's no point. The behavioural signs of burnout, such as not wanting to go into work, staying at home, keeping away from friends and family. And the second one is reverse. So once we've kept an eye out and spotted signs of burnout, believe it or not, damage can actually be undone. Seek support, it says, and try to manage stress. Now, managing stress is a whole separate podcast series, how to manage stress. But I think that there's huge amounts of practical advice on managing stress. It's got to do with avoiding stressors, altering the way that we do certain things, adapting and accepting, dependent on what the actual stressor is. We can probably avoid a lot more than we think we can. We can probably adapt a lot to improve our approach to certain things. But to be honest with you, there's too much to go into there. We did actually cover stress in a previous series of Walk the Pod, but I wonder whether it might be worth revisiting it, because I feel like I've got some good resources that I found during the course of researching this series. So perhaps we'll do that in series 42. We'll either do life, the universe and everything, or we'll do stress. I think it would be good to revisit that. In fact, I'm kind of wondering whether we might even take a kind of cyclical approach to Walk the Pod, because I'm making 10 series a year. There's really no reason why we couldn't visit the same topics every year. In the same month we tackled it last year, just to see what we've learned in the interim. Because I feel like with things like stress and with burnout, it's like sweeping a floor, isn't it, really? You've got to keep working on your techniques and your approaches. You've got to sweep every day. It's never going to go away. We're never going to get to the point where we've finished our to-do list and there's no more tasks to do. We're never going to get to a point where the stress has ended. So actually, it's about working out how we're going to approach this and improving what we know, our knowledge and our skills on the subject. And we could do that year on year, perhaps. It's just a thought. And then the final one on here is resilience. Build your resilience to stress by taking care of your physical and emotional health. That's an interesting one. Don't know a huge amount about that. Don't know a huge amount about how to build resilience. Feel like I am a reasonably resilient person, but I'm not sure I've ever thought about it in any great detail. So if you've got any thoughts on any of that, we've got one episode left after today. I'll be doing a bit of a catch-up, a wrap-up of everything we've learned so far, talking about where we've got to and what we know. So if you've got a voice note for me, I've still got time to publish it, walkthepod.com. And if you prefer to email, write to rach@rachelwheely.com. It's very cold actually today. I'm definitely shivering a little bit as I'm walking along, but the walk itself is helping to warm up my bones. And I read yesterday somewhere that a walk of 10 minutes can improve your mood for 2 hours, and if that wasn't a good reason for getting out the door at lunchtime, I don't know what is. There's really no end to the research coming out that is telling us that a 10-minute walk can do more good if done on a daily basis than really makes any kind of sense. It genuinely is the best thing you can do for yourself. So, and it's cheap and it's easy. Doesn't require a subscription. I mean, you can subscribe to Walk the Pod if you really feel the need to buy a subscription to walking, but you can equally just do it without doing that. So it's brilliant. It really is. I am surprised. I genuinely am surprised at how much this has helped me over the last 3 years. So grateful to you as ever for coming with me. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, the sun is shining. It is cold, but the sun is shining right on my face right now, which is lovely. Walking past a load of cyclamen, which are seasonal at this time of year in the UK. Beautiful cyclamen. They look like lily pads with beautiful flowers sticking out from them, but they don't live in the water, they just live in the soil. But dark green heart-shaped leaves with white veins, pink and purple and white flowers, sort of quite short flower, 5 centimetres or so, and little lobes of petals. They're really stunning. Huge fan of cyclamen, so just walking past some of those. Quite proud of myself, having remembered what they were called, not going to lie. And there's a postman approaching from the other side of the road. Just going to let him get on with what he's doing. What else can I see directly in front of me? Well, the sky is beautiful blue today. Zero octa cloud cover today. Not to say there's no cloud at all anywhere, but there's little tiny white fluffy clouds. Quite a wind, quite a breeze up. And it's really lovely. I apologise for sniffing like an absolute fool on the podcast today, but it's because it's slightly cold. That's all. And having done Step Up September, which I'm hugely grateful to those who sponsored me for my Step Up September walk for the Trussell Trust, I discovered that Trundle are doing a Trussell Trust Trundle right now and for the next, I think it's 6 or 7 days. So if you are in the UK and you have the Trundle app on your phone, remember to record your walks for raising money for Trundle, fighting to reduce the need for food banks in the UK. And if you don't have the Trundle app, can I highly recommend that to you? That's another subscription you're going to need for walking, but it's something like £4 a month. So you could have your Walk the Pod Walk Club subscription and you could have your Trundle subscription. That's going to cost you, I don't know, what, like under a tenner a month. And those two subscriptions will keep you accountable for your walking practice and help you to build your walking practice, because what we have established and what we know is that even if we know it's good for us, it's still very difficult to actually get out and do it. So these two companies, Walk the Pod and Trundle, are here for you to help you to build your practice, build your habit, if you're finding it tricky. And if you're not finding it tricky, you won't need either of us. You'll just be doing it anyway and you're probably not even listening. So good luck to you, Leo Grande, or whatever your name is. Thank you. I really appreciate everybody who's come with me on this series. It's been such a lot of fun to record. I'm very proud of it. I feel like we've covered a lot of good ground. We've provided a lot of good stuff. So thank you for helping in every way that you have with that. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It's been a delight to stretch my legs with you this lunchtime. I'm going to be reading a list of Walk the Pod Walk Club members tomorrow to say thank you for supporting the show, along with all of the learnings that we've created about burnout this series. So if you would like to be on that list, go to walkthepod.com, press the button mark join the walking club, and sign up for a big thank you from me tomorrow and every series for supporting Walk the Pod and what we're doing and what we're attempting to do in building people's walking habits, helping people to be in the world, helping people to combat difficult, pernicious things like stress and burnout. If that sounds like a mission you'd like to get involved with, walkthepod.com. Is it an act of rebellion to go for a walk every day? Is it anti-capitalist to go for a walk every day? Is it anti-racist or anti-transphobic or anti-sexist to go for a walk for 10 minutes every day? Well, it is if that's what you make it. So my challenge to you, dear poddies, is what kind of world would you like to see? Come along with me as we very, very slowly set it to rights. Thank you for listening. Take care of your beautiful mind. Enjoy the perfectly imperfect day. And I'll be back with the final episode of the series tomorrow.